When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP, Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Degrees of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee here in LNK. That is Lincoln. We are live in effect from 1040 O Street on this blazing hot day. 110 degrees, real feel outside. Perfectly cool, calm, and collective in here. That's a segue or leadway into USA Basketball, DP. Obviously, they made some news with Kawhi Leonard leaving, and then he took a pit stop at an establishment before getting on his flight back to L.A., but we'll just leave that there. But they made
check out the local folk dance.
Right, yeah, he had to check in with the locals. He was going to do like a little hold down. But anyways, they made news by I think, is it official, Austin, that they added White from Celtics? So they added, and obviously leaped over Brown, his teammate, which you talk about creating animosity in the locker room, and, you know, supposedly it's because he's not a Nike athlete, so forth and so on. But the USA team played against Australia today. Now, at one point in time, I'll say this, because me and Austin were watching it, they were up by 20 points, right?
They pushed it to 17-20.
17-20. They end up winning by low single digits. Is this more indicative of knocking the rust off and trying to work on different combinations? Now, they were just kind of, it was kind of like everybody was playing, right? I mean, and so do you think that's more where they're at? Or is it this team has some holes in it that a team like Australia, which is not a worldwide power in basketball, exploited?
Well, but Australia has had success. Yes. Like, they beat them two out of the last five.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like your habits show up in how you play. And Australia has figured out that, listen, if we make this U.S. team grind from the middle of the floor out, they will struggle. They're much easier to defend. They're much easier to attack if it's middle of the floor out.
Yeah.
Right? Outside, inside out versus outside in. Team USA, because you have star players, tend to want to play the opposite. There's no value. They would rather space you and then create rather than starting in the post and then making folks collapse and then kick out. It shows up. Australia has a game plan when they face Team USA. They don't have fear of them. Neither does Canada anymore. Buckle up, boys and girls. This is not going to be a cakewalk.
That really was my question. Is this?
Yeah.
Even though the team is immensely talented, both young and old talent, veterans, gold medalists in previous Olympics, should the Team USA be on red alert, or was it something that they can adjust to as they go along? Because I think they got the coaching staff to do so.
The coaching staff is great for Team USA. Not perfect, but it's pretty solid up and down. You're not a lock to make it out of your group. Like, don't forget, you're going against Nikola Jokic, right? If you're actually lower in second year group, it's a problem. But as good as AD has looked, he's been probably the best player on Team USA for my money. We know Jokic can still have his way with him. So we know Serbia's going to play through him. I'm not like concerned about Team USA. We see him do this time and time again, especially in these exhibitions. 18, 19 turnovers today. Most of them were just stupid, careless. Postmen not catching the ball, miscommunication. Are you going to curl? Are you going to pop? Stuff like that. It can get cleaned up. But also, to DP's point, like, this is an Australia program, right? That's been there, that's given you fits before. They have an identity. It would have been nice to see Team USA, when they get up 17, slam the door, right? Say, hey, this isn't the same Australia team. It's a bunch of younger guys. We're going to give them their rude awakening. Well, you can tell Team USA is still working through some stuff, trying to learn each other, learn the flow of the offense. So it's an exhibition, some sketchy moments, but you found a way to win. You saw some positive signs. Now clean it up over the next week and a half.
I want to read the Anthony Edwards quote because it's everything. He says, "We can't get comfortable." Now, he scored... he did his job, but he said, "We can't get comfortable. I think in the third quarter, we came out, got super comfortable, took our foot off the gas. I think the second group shares the ball a lot more than the first group, as far as us and myself. We have got to do a better job of getting each other involved." There it is.
Yeah.
Like from the anointed leader, that there's acknowledgement that the groups aren't playing the standard. There is a way to have success. And yeah, if you take your foot off the pedal, it could be a whoopsie. Because not everybody's going to let you off the hook.
You know, I think the two players that are most important for them to win the gold medal is Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid. Because out on the wing, they're fine out there. They have so many guys. I mean, whether it's LeBron, you got Halliburton, you got just Tatum. You got just dudes upon dudes. But the X factor is those two. And because they're two different players. And you can throw Bam in there as well. Can you rim protect and can you score out of the low post? And Embiid was horrible on his kickouts and has not been good. Now, granted, he's coming off injury. Mm-hmm. So you could tell he's still working back into it. And once he gets back into it, I think that team just plays totally different. Reason why I think is because Embiid going against everybody else is with his skill set in European style basketball can be flat out unstoppable. Which
if
then
he stops flailing.
Yes.
He has not learned how to play FIBA rules.
Right. He needs to get more physical, but I think tied to that is getting into better physical shape / rehab, but then also adjusting. It takes American players, American teams, American coaching staffs, essentially the exhibition. That's probably why they do it, to get used to playing it. You got to think, the NBA is soft. European basketball, you run down that lane, if you watch somebody, you will get clothesline over there. And everything's different. So I think they need to adjust their mentality as much as their scheme and all that, because they've all played basketball. They're not going to see any sets that they hadn't seen in some form or fashion. Now it's going to come down to execution, doing the little things for essentially a quarter and a half and continue to do it rest of the game. And then they will blow every game open.
Well, the 18 turnovers.
That's just pure laziness.
Eight, look.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's a number I can't even wrap my brain around. Of the highest IQ basketball players in the world, which is the group that was supposed to be accumulated, high IQ basketball players, low-risk basketball players, right? Low-risk basketball. That's why certain players who could have been included weren't included. 18 turnovers from the most efficient offensive players in the National Basketball Association who could play. I need to ask you both to explain to me why Jaylen Brown's not there.
He's not a Nike athlete. That's the only way I can think of. The way he's playing, it's like the Ryder Cup. This dude was unstoppable. It's not like he just burst on the scene. Like, you ain't. He been good for I don't know how many. He's a max player. He just got $300 million, right? This like last year.
Yeah, he's making $60 million a year.
Yeah. This got to be because he's not a Nike athlete, right?
How's that allowed?
Same way Kyrie's not on the team. Right,
defenders, legit. So if we said there are three ways for Team USA to not win the gold medal, defending is one, turnovers is two. Fair,
mm-hmm.
top of the list, defending, turnovers,
bad shot selection,
and rebounding.
Rebounding, right? Rebounding probably more than anything.
Right, yeah. And that Kyrie and Jaylen both add to that.
Jalen can definitely defend. Right. Kyrie's new emphasis in energy toward towards defenses, which essentially led Dallas to the finals. So I mean, it's I don't think it'll come back to bite him. The Jalen Brown thing is so obvious, and this is not taking anything from Derek White. I think Derek White is a great example of an NBA player coming in as a role player, finding his way and being developed, which there's not a lot of NBA franchises that continue to do it. You think of the Spurs, the Nuggets, Celtics, and now he is a legitimate NBA starter / lower end potential all-star. I think he'll make the all-star game if just based on winning, being an NBA champion. But in no form or fashion should he, you know, be on there before Jalen Brown. Because here's what Jalen Brown can do. He can be your point forward. Not as good as Tatum, because I think his ball handling, especially with his left hand, is
weak. And no Durant today. So that...
Sure, that affects you. Yeah. But when you don't have Durant, you get pretty much the next thing closest to him. Jalen Brown.
Who starts for you?
Don't matter to me. Ant-Man starting. That's all that matters. Ant-Man and Braun.
I'm going to throw this out here. Curry. I would rather have Jalen Brown and Derek White than Devin Booker and Derek White.
I don't disagree.
I 1,000% agree. And this is nothing against Devin Booker. Oh. I didn't see enough from Devin Booker this year. Now, granted, adding Bradley Beal with Kevin Durant as a three-headed monster, as a superstar, you do have to take a step back. But I didn't see Devin Booker step up in high-pressure moments. I watched a lot of the Phoenix Suns. He was sometimes nowhere to be found. Now, I do think the transition to adding Bradley Beal, because he's in and out of the lineup, then he was starting to get in rhythm, so you had to, you know. Devin Booker really doesn't do anything for me, because he's not a lockdown defender.
I think this team needed another Derek White type, like Drew Holiday type. I think they need another one of those guys. But I think Jalen Brown would be better in that role than Devin Booker off the bench.
Well, first of all, you know, both of those guys, White and Brown, will lock you down.
Plus, they know each other. Plus, they play in the same team.
With Tatum. You know they can defend. You know they will defend. You know, first of all, and then you look at the youth. They're not, you know, where you think if you got LeBron and KD. You know, they're a little long in the tooth. I mean, I don't think it'll affect them winning it, but I think it's like, I think sometimes teams don't, and it's the opposite for the women's team. I think you potentially should look at adding Caitlin Clark because it brings more spice, and you need some more. You need that to your highlight it. Versus like the men, you need that guy that brings the edge, like a Drew Holiday, Derek White, where he's fine with getting two shots, but you know what? I'm gonna be in, you know, Luka's back pocket, in his hip pocket for however long, right? I'm going to frustrate him, because the object of Olympic basketball is to win the gold medal. Not you know what I mean?
Not so make the playoffs.
So everybody's individual, like, numbers are out the door, because you can play a good game. There's times that Kobe Bryant scored 6 points, played great.
Steph had 3 points.
Right. So, I mean, you got
one of six from the field.
So, you know, and I think also a lot of the guys in the NBA, after they're done, they're like, I always say, like, their union, they be breaking. So I think the European teams, the teams like Canada, they're in better basketball shape than the team, but they need to get it going, man. I mean,
who's your starting five now? Because KD wasn't in the starting line.
Steph, Ant, Tatum, Bron, Davis.
Embiid started over Davis.
I think Embiid pairs better with Bam. Embiid's the high usage guy. Bam can be the defensive anchor. Whereas if you pair Bam and AD, I worry a little bit about spacing.
Are we really saying that Kevin Durant is one of the five best American players?
He is, but he's dealing with the calf strain, so I think they use him as a bench.
I bring
scorer.
Him off the bench right now until I need him. He like my Larry Bird. Hey, when we need him, he's gonna go to do.
Okay,
you know Kevin Durant. He's do you know who I am? What do
you
ask? Yeah,
to do? I mean, he's like, I'm said, just asking.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I think
just scratched his head.
with them beady beads up there.
Right, right.
He said, I'm Kevin Durant from the DMV. Yeah. You know who I am. When they were asking him about Pat Beverly, he said, Pat Beverly. He's like, do you know who I am? He said, I'm Kevin Durant.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So I mean, it's It's interesting. I think, you know what, if it's a wake-up call that leads to greater basketball, it's all for it, and it's good to go through some of those muddy waters. Because I will say this, I don't think this team is built if you have easy success early, then they get let down late. So from a coaching perspective, maybe this is something you can always refer back to, not only in practice, preparation, but when you get into hopefully the medal round and all that stuff, you can remind them.
And the women play.
Those Australian Aussies was in your tail for a little while. Wake up, Jack. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it happens. Giddy up. No time like the present, because you do not want to deal with, you would rather deal with the pain of discipline versus the pain of regret. So anyways, it was a short segment. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some coaches that need some help, man. You know, if I was a coach getting ready for a season, I wouldn't want my name in the article, but either way, the great thing about it, the season's about to start here in less than a month. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.